This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for April 9th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. There is a new Van Gogh exhibit in New York billed as Van Gogh, the Immersive Experience. The site of the exhibit is the former trading floor of the NYMEX. The NYMEX trading floor is now an event space, just like the 1981 grain floor in the CBOT building. ISDA and FIA have a response to the EC's consultation on FRANT, F-R-A-N-D-T, requirements. What the heck are FRANTs? The Wall Street Journal has a story titled Bitcoin and Taxes, a Guide to the Tax Rules on Owning Cryptocurrency. I think one reason for the increased popularity of Bitcoin is the increased certainty about taxes on it. Here is the speech by SEC's John Coates, Acting Director, Division of Corporation Finance, titled SPACs, IPOs, and Liability Risk Under Securities Laws. News is often defined not as dog bites man, but man bites dog. So I was a little disappointed in the New York Times headline, A Rough Ride for New York City Cabbies. However, the story actually is about the economic impact of the pandemic on New York cabbies, some of whom have paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for medallions to drive a cab in New York. Don't miss the STA Washington, D.C. Spring Update on Wednesday, April 21st. The STA will host U.S. congressional members and business leaders for a full-day virtual discussion on legislative, regulatory, and competitive forces influencing market structure. Among the topics covered will be payment for order flow, the best execution, private versus public markets, gamification and social media, treatment of odd lots, and the funding model proposal for CAT. Also, don't miss EEX Group Digital Conference Building Markets Together 2021. The online event is hosted by the European Energy Exchange AG on April 15th from 1 p.m. CET to 6:30 p.m. We had no new donations to our JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Your donations are being matched by Trading Technologies for the next $18,500. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. NASDAQ Chief Economist Phil McIntosh on Thursday published a look at failing trades, or FTD, which take place when one party to a trade doesn't deliver their shares or cash by the settlement date. On an average day in 2020, an estimated 40% of all stock tickers had shares that failed to deliver, he said. That sounds more dire than it is. Total shares failed actually make up only a small portion of overall market volume, McIntosh said. For more details on his analysis, you can find a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Join FIA for their virtual law and compliance conference, taking place the 28th to 30th of April. Law and Compliance V will cover legal and regulatory issues impacting the derivatives industry, as well as practical considerations driven by the remote work environment. Law and Compliance meets the needs of multiple levels of practitioners in the industry, from the new law firm associate to the compliance officer. Between live and on-demand sessions, this year's program offers approximately 20 hours of CLE credit covering topics like enforcement, climate risk, digital asset regulation, SEC issues, clearing models, and much more. Here's a story from the Washington Post. Rise of coronavirus variants will define the next phase of the pandemic in the U.S. Variants of the coronavirus are increasingly defining the next phase of the pandemic in the United States, taking hold in ever greater numbers and eliciting pleas for a change in strategy against the outbreak, according to government officials and experts tracking developments. The highly transmissible B.1.1.7 variant that originated in the United Kingdom now accounts for 27% of all cases in this country. It is the most common variant in the United States. Rochelle Walensky, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said Wednesday, a development that officials predicted months ago. Two other variants, which took root in South Africa and Brazil, and also are more transmissible, are cropping up with increasing frequency in parts of the United States. My comment, don't let your guard down. Following the precautions suggested can help stop the variants. Here's a press release from CBOE Global Markets. CBOE Options Exchange to extend global trading hours for VIX and SPX options to nearly 24 hours a day. Expansion of current GTH session plan for fourth quarter 2021, subject to a regulatory review, will provide global investors ability to trade CBOE's flagship U.S. index options during local trading day and around the clock, builds on growing customer demand, combined ADV for SPX and VIX options during current GTH session increased 76% in 2020 over the prior year. CBOE Global Markets, a market operator and global trading solutions provider, announced plans to extend the global trading hours session, or GTH, for its S&P 500 index options, or SPX, and CBOE Volatility Index, or VIX, options to nearly 24 hours each business day on CBOE Options Exchange in the fourth quarter of 2021, subject to regulatory review. My comment, this will make it easier for CBOE to list cryptos again as a trade 24/7. Prince Philip has died at age 99, Buckingham Palace announces, according to the BBC. In a statement shortly after midday, the palace said His Royal Highness has passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. The Duke, who was the longest-serving consort in British history, had returned to Windsor Castle on the 16th of March after spending a month in the hospital. My comment, I have a fondness for Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. Edinburgh is in the Lothian region of Scotland. Here are the top three most read stories from Thursday's JLN. The most read story on Thursday was a first-person account of workplace disillusionment published by the New York Times. After working at Google, I'll never let myself love a job again. The second most read was also from the New York Times, a how-to essay, Investing Made Simple for Beginners and Everyone Else. And third was from Yahoo Finance, J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon outlines serious weakness of virtual work. Your Crypto Markets Wiki coin of the week is XRP. XRP, the digital asset created by Ripple, reached its highest point in 3 years this week, trading at 0.75 Monday. XRP spiked after news broke that Ripple acquired a 40% stake in Trangelo, one of the largest cross-border payment firms in Asia. One of XRP's primary functions is to settle cross-border payments. In other news, lawyers representing the executive chairman and co-founder of Ripple filed a motion this week to dismiss a SEC lawsuit against him that alleges he and his company sold unregistered securities, XRP. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.